Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. In this week's program, I'm speaking with Mark Udlott, who is the CEO for Heartland Farm Foods. This is a company that has put together some relief efforts, as I understand, working with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for hurricane victims. The Missouri Beef Council, Mark, has contributed to this effort. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on how this effort came about, and then some of the detail. We'll go into some of the details of the program itself.
Okay, well, I was just hearing reports about spoiled meat and problems with getting food to the evacuees or the people that were stranded without power. So I knew that we had a surplus of product that we've been developing over the last year and a half that we have been in business, and I thought it would be a perfect fit for them because it is shelf-stable. You don't have to worry about refrigeration. You don't even have to cook it. So then it just started with contacting different groups that I thought would fit because I knew, you know, we knew we couldn't just fill up a truck and send it down there as a complete donation for us. We're just too small and just starting out company.
Mark, why don't you next tell us a little bit about the product itself, which is a unique product that your organization puts together.
Product started out as a replacement or manufacturing in a metal can of home canned beef. It's good cuts of beef made into a kind of a stew meat, put into a can and fully processed in the can. Just like home canned beef is in a glass jar. This was the idea of a group of farmers in East Central Missouri that formed a cooperative, that formed an LLC, that put together a building and processes the beef from our members. There's 39 family farms involved with this that all produce beef that is used in these products. The product, well, that we sent down there is 14-ounce can that is fully cooked, shelf-stable. In some recipes, you can just mix it with some products and not even heat it up into like a beef salad. But the advantage of it down there is the fact that it doesn't need refrigeration and it doesn't even need cooking. The other products that we sent down are some combination products and recipes like a lightly seasoned topping for stroganoff. It's basically just a seasoned beef with broth. And then we have cheese, salsa, and beef and beans. Those are products that we've just come out with in the last few months that we were able to donate to the cause in addition to the original product of the stew meat and the ground meat in the can. Now, these products that we sent down, some of it will be used at the feeding stations that they have in those places, and then some of the products that we have in the smaller cans will be handed out to people to be able to take with them.
Were there any real challenges that you faced in making sure that this gets down there and gets to the right people so that it does help them out?
The challenge was just trying to coordinate it all. And then, with that, we still didn't have a full truckload. So we donated a couple of pallets. And then I found a group that, you know, then I had to, the trick was lining up a truck, a driver, and getting the fuel paid for down there. So, you know, the more people I got involved with that, the farther we could make the meat go. It was slow for about a week trying to coordinate this thing, and then when the last thing fit into place, it went pretty fast. So we're hopefully that we'll have product down there at the feeding stations for Salvation Army and the Red Cross and the Missouri Baptist within the next day or two. An awful lot of people kicked in on this. I guess we just tried to coordinate it because the bulk of the product that was being donated was coming from here.
Well, it sounds like a great way to help out victims of the hurricane, and I know that they will appreciate getting some of Missouri's finest beef product there. And I thank you very much, Mark Udlott, who is the CEO with Heartland Farm Foods. And with this Missouri Beef Industry Council report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.